This is NewsDakota.com. I'm Joel Morgan with you here, and we're joined by Corey Anderson, the commissioner of the North Star Athletic Association. Corey, it's the off season right now, but it seems like there's still a lot happening for you guys with the North Star.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it is the off season as far as games are concerned and everything else with the activities on our campuses, but the summertime is really when we probably have our most work in terms of getting prepared for the school year and all the activities and all the sports that take place.
There's been some changes to basketball. Now, two changes have come over the last couple of months. One of them won't have an immediate effect. The next one will be in effect next season. It was announced from the NAIA that they're making steps towards consolidating basketball with Division I and Division II into just one big class of basketball, which would mean it'd probably affect the bids of teams coming out of the North Star for the national tournaments and would affect the national tournament. When that was proposed and talked about, what were your initial thoughts about that change?
Well, it was something that the North Star Conference and the member institutions did not support. We were not in favor of that. It happened to be one of the items that didn't come up for a membership vote. Now, they did ask opinions. In most of the conferences, we have 21 conferences in the NAI, and over half of them would be Division II conferences, and none of the Division II schools really wanted to be in a situation where we would lose kind of the granddaddy of all in terms of, you know, those are the best things that we have going in the NAI, and the tournaments are the best that are run, and so we were very hesitant to see that happen. And then the other factor would be the change in scholarships. You're allowed 11 at the Division I level, and you're allowed 6 at the Division II level. And, you know, our schools really are, none of them are operating at their max capacity with their scholarship allotments. So for us to even meet in the middle at 8 was going to, you know, already put us at a disadvantage, so to speak. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't compete, because our schools certainly do compete with the Division I schools. The Montana Conference is the closest conference that would be Division I, and we do participate against them, and our schools do, you know, handle themselves very well. But it's 3 years out. We'll see what's going to happen in terms of the format and, you know, the possibilities of, is it going to be a 64-team tournament? Is there going to be 32 at the final site? Are there going to be opening round games, which kind of are going to be like a regional? Those things are yet to be determined, and I think that those things will have a great impact on what things look like and how we'll, you know, feel about it. But unfortunately, yes, we didn't get what we wanted. It came down to the council of presidents and they had voted to go to one division. And so since that's what we have and what we're dealt with, and then we'll make our adjustments right now, and we'll, you know, look to put ourselves in the best positions possible going forward.
There's been a lot of crossover, or not a lot, but a fair amount, as you mentioned, crossover between teams from the North Star playing some of those Division I teams. You see a lot of that when they take their trip over the holiday break. Do you think for ADs and for coaches looking for games to get scheduled the next couple of years, it maybe puts more emphasis to try to pick up some of those now D1 teams to start getting a feel for how the competition is going to be, how that pace of play will be?
You know, I think Division I is a lot like Division II in some respects, in that you have your haves and you have your have-nots. I think that the plan that you're talking about is something that certainly basketball coaches are probably going over. But the closest competition, like I said, would be the Frontier Conference. And they were kind of the ones that it probably instigated the whole thing, because they were planning to go Division II. And so when they made that move, they were going to lose now more teams at the Division I level, and it didn't seem like it was going to be a beneficial tournament. The other closest league would be the Heart of America. And the Heart of America would be just below the GPAC schools. So you're looking at some Missouri, some Iowa, in Kansas schools. So that would be the other choice that way. So, you know, I think philosophically, It's probably a decision that each school needs to make. I think that, you know, again, if we've settled on 8 scholarships, that means the D1s are going to have to lose some scholarships as well. And so maybe that will affect their quality. I don't think that it will. I don't think you're going to notice things that way. You know, you make a good point. I'm not sure. I think each individual program will have to make that judgment as to what they want to do. And it's quite possible they could see themselves doing that. But I think for the most part, our basketball coaches know what they're going to be up against. And I think they know where, you know, what they need to get to.
We're talking with Corey Anderson about some of the changes with the North Star Athletic Association basketball programs. The announcement that came out this week was the announcement of the host site coming up for the women's and men's basketball championships are going to be hosted in Watertown, South Dakota. It's been a discussion, I know, for a few months about making that move for the basketball tournament. What was the first step, or where did the conversation start to try to find a neutral host site for the basketball tournaments?
Well, it's probably been about 4 years in the making when we originally kind of rolled out a plan of to where we wanted to get to with our championships. And it stems from the student-athlete experience. We want our championships to be more than just what you would say another regular season contest, or, you know, the high seed's going to host throughout, so everybody's going through one location. It really is not a very festive atmosphere, in my opinion. And after seeing it the first year, then we kind of came up with a plan. You know, it took a lot of work. 3 years ago, there weren't very many people interested in that plan and what we were doing, because they just felt strongly about, hey, the number one seed, we need to host throughout. And what eventually happened, you know, we saw the good and the bad this year. We saw Jamestown and Valley City in women's basketball in the final game in Jamestown, and there was a packed gymnasium, packed arena, and that was the good of it. The next night, we had bad weather in Omaha, Nebraska, and we had two schools playing each other that were not the host schools. Bellevue had got beaten in the semifinals, and we had very poor attendance. And, you know, we looked at that and said, okay, that's not the championship experience I think that any of these teams want to have when it's the postseason. And so that was our greatest fear, and it came to fruition this year. So in looking at that, how could we get to something different? You know, we found a partner in Watertown, South Dakota. It's a unique situation. They do not have a collegiate program in that particular city, but they love basketball. They host many South Dakota state tournaments. The arena has just been remodeled. It's a great venue. The city itself has got plenty of hotels, plenty of eating options. And it was just a slam dunk. You know, we looked at it from the perspective of the players themselves. We get to come in on a Friday. We'll practice in the venue. We'll do an outreach program with, you know, big brothers, big sisters, something like that, with the elementary schools, whatever it may be. But we get them out into the community. That night we have an honors banquet where we'll get an opportunity to look at our all-conference teams and our players of the year, and they'll get recognized in front of their peers. And it'll just be a very nice beginning to the tournament. Then the next day we'll play the women's games right away at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, the men's semifinal games at 6 and 8 that night, and then the championship games at 1 and 3 the next day. And the partnership is you know, was the key factor to that. Is if we're going to go to a neutral site, that means that we're going to have lots of people on hand that can help us. And Watertown stepped up big time, and they put some money into it, and they're going to assist us in what our expenses are on that side. And you know, so it just made it a great situation. They're going to feed our teams after the games. They're going to have post-game meals that'll be catered in, and it'll just be a great experience for the student athlete. If you're a parent, you know, you're going to get to know where that postseason is going to be, and not all of our players are right from the area. In Valley City, you don't have everybody from Valley City. You have North Dakota kids, but you have some outliers as well. And for those parents to know where the postseason is going to be at, we thought was also really important. And then the athletic directors and your staff at your school and your fans, you know, if you got to pick one night where the boys are and another night where the girls are, you know, it's that's not always fair. Well, here's a great situation. If the Vikings happen to be in the Final Four, both men and women, then we can go to one location. We can see both teams play. And so, you know, all along, it's just been something that we have really pushed. We think it will be great for the student-athlete experience and everybody that's involved with it, and even you guys as media. You know, hey, there's an opportunity for you to go in and cover both games and not have to travel from, you know, one side of our footprint to the other side, possibly. So it just made a lot of sense, and we're really excited about it and think that it's going to be a hallmark event for us.
You look at Sioux Falls, which is just about an hour and a half south of Watertown, and they've built facilities to host basketball. They hosted the NAIA Men's National Tournament last year. They brought a lot of people in for basketball tournaments throughout the year at the collegiate, at the high school, at the younger levels. Do you think maybe from your discussions with the folks in Watertown that seeing what was happening in Sioux Falls and that region of the state maybe factored into them wanting to get the bid to have the North Star Tournament in Watertown?
Yeah, I know that they were excited to have an opportunity to get collegiate basketball and something that is not readily available to the people in that community. And I know that they're also looking at it from the economic impact it's going to have on their particular city. And yeah, they have witnessed what happened in Sioux Falls. And you know, I give them a lot of credit for, you know, looking at the sports tourism industry and looking at what they have in Watertown and their facilities and their hospitality. And you know, it's a pretty sports-centric community that really, you know, it saw an opportunity and it saw something that would be unique for them. And you know, they believe in that community that it's something that's really going to improve, you know, their recreational opportunities and give them something else that they can hang their hat on. And they want to do a great job with it. And you know, they're looking to try and get us to commit to longer than a year. And we're, you know, as much as we want to do this, we need to see and make sure that it goes well and that it's something that can be beneficial down the line. And you know, we're confident that it will be. But we have to be guarded with our optimism as well, just to make sure that the experience is what we want it to be.
We've been talking with Corey Anderson, commissioner of the North Star Athletic Association, announced this week the men and women's basketball championships will be played in Watertown beginning in 2019. Corey, thanks as always for your time.
Absolutely. Anytime, Joel. We appreciate your support, and we look forward to working with you here in the future, and especially in Watertown, and taking care of those media people.